Welcome to Fuse Camp Sunday! Man, we are so thrilled to share with you just a little taste of what Fuse Camp this past week was like. See, this past week we took over 230 students to Lake Levan, and not just to meet new friends and have a good time or maybe meet a new crush or two, but they got to encounter the living God. They got to have experiences with Jesus, and they left forever changed. And so this morning, we wanted to share with you just some of the stories of life change that happened at Lake Levan this week. And so you're going to hear from the entire Fuse staff this morning as we share a little bit with you about some of the lessons learned and some very special stories. And so this morning, it's my privilege to first pass it off to my good friend, but everyone, really everyone's good friend, Nolan Spann.
Thank you guys so much for allowing me to be up here. It's just such a privilege and an honor to be with you guys here on this Sunday morning. You see, last week, our students were faced with a choice. At camp, they were faced with a choice to either live like Jacob, a man that was always on the run, feeling stuck in hopeless situations, and finding himself in situations where certain death was waiting for him, or to choose to live like Israel, and let God prevail, and to let the old things die so that God can live inside of our hearts. And this morning, I want to tell a story of a student who faced that decision named Aiden Kazmierik. You see, Aiden, he grew up in a house that didn't always go to church, right? That didn't regularly attend church, and he didn't really understand what it meant to live like Israel. You see, Aiden moved to Frisco here in the seventh grade, and that was when he was invited to go to Genesis Metro by friends that still go here today. You see, Aiden, he was attending Genesis Metro and going to church, but he didn't understand what it meant to have a relationship with Christ. You see, Aiden, he was going throughout his life like Jacob, constantly on the run, not knowing what to do, always asking God why. And it got to a point in Aiden's life where he felt like he would rather not even be here than to live another day going through the pain that he was always feeling. And you see, Aiden, he was at the end of his rope, at the end of it all, but he remembered that he can always come back to Genesis Metro.
That's right.
And so Aiden, he came back to Genesis Metro and started regularly attending with his friends again, but he still continued to live like Jacob. You see, he didn't understand what it meant to let go and to hold on to God. And he was faced with another choice, and that choice was, are you going to go to Fuse Camp? And Aiden didn't know it at the time, but choosing to go to Fuse Camp 2022 was the best decision he could have ever made in his whole life. That's right. You see, Aiden, when he went to Fuse Camp, he accepted Christ into his heart and was baptized, and he truly understood what it meant to live like Israel. What he told me was that he'd been living his life through his faith of his friends. But it was at Fuse Camp that he could discover his own faith and discover what it meant to love God and to love himself. You see, Aiden now understands what it means to have a relationship with Christ and what it means to hold on. Aiden, at the time, always was running through life, trying to avoid his problems, asking questions that seemed like it had no answer, feeling like he was hopeless. But Aiden now knows that there is a God who loves him. Aiden now knows that there is a God who has a perfect plan for him. Aiden now knows that he will be with God for eternity. And Aiden now knows that God prevails. That's right. Give it up. That's right. God prevails. And you see, the same God that prevailed in Jacob's life, that turned him to Israel, the same God that prevailed in Aiden's life, is the same God that wants to prevail for you today. Whether you find yourself in a hopeless situation where you seem like all these questions have no answer, or you find yourself in a broken marriage, or you find yourself in a relationship and the pieces are on the ground, God wants to pick those up and mend those back together using his love and using his guidance. And so today I want to ask you guys, what is your choice? Do you want to choose to live like Jacob, always on the run, not knowing where to turn to, not knowing where to go? Or do you want to live like Israel and let the old things die so that God can replace those things and that he can prevail? Thank you.
Good stuff.
We hope that that is the anthem for our students from Fuse Camp, is that God will always prevail in their lives. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is the definition of success. And this could look like a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But at Genesis Metro, we measure success by life change, meaning that success equals life change. And today I want to tell you a story about a girl named Charlie that went to Fuse Camp, and her life will be radically changed for forever. A couple of things about her is her family faithfully attends church on Sundays, and they make Wednesday nights a priority. And they went to Fuse Camp, her dad, her brother, and herself. And on the second night, Charlie decided to ask Jesus into her heart for the very first time. Yes, that's salvation. That's eternity. Her dad was literally so proud. I wish that you could have seen the smile on his face. It was just an awesome moment to see God working in her and her responding to that by saying yes. We went on with the night after worship. We did our after party. We had a lot of soda. We also played some knockout, but then the darkness started to creep in. It became nighttime, and Charlie's anxiety just took over. There started to be just thoughts in her head and a knot in her stomach. She was like, you know what? I need to call my mom. So being surrounded by her leaders and some of her friends, her dad and even myself, we called her mom, and her mom says, hey, just hold on. God just did something so incredible in your life. Of course the enemy is going to try to take that back, right? She said, just hold on. You have the tools. You have everything you need. You have the people. Just look around you. You can do it. And just like Jacob, I was just thinking about the story that we had learned this whole time. Hold on until daybreak. And Charlie did just that. She went to sleep that night, and she woke up to the next morning, and she held on to that God moment. She went to sleep that night, and she woke up that next morning, and she held on to that God moment. She went to sleep that night, she woke up the next morning, and she held on to that God moment. Yes. You see, there is life change that happens when we respond to Jesus and our eternities change. But then there's also life change that happens when a kid has been struggling with something and they decide to deal with it differently. They ask God to help them with those things, and then all of a sudden they realize how much that they can overcome when Jesus is so close, when Jesus is so near, when Jesus is so strong. What I want you to take away from this little story is that your kids have that same opportunity at camp. So what does success look like in your house? What would your students say that you would define success by? Does success in your house look like your students achieving academically or athletically to the very highest so that they can get into college? Does success in your household look like having the most amount of friends or having the most amount of fun at any cost? Maybe success in your household is not defined and your students have no idea what they should be aiming at. But what if your success in your household could look like pointing to Jesus? That in every single aspect of their life, how their mind thinks, their own will, their actions, their thoughts, all of it would be pointing and aligned with Jesus. That's what life change, that's what success can look like. You know what success is? A student begging to go every single Wednesday night to Fuse and then inviting so many friends that they have to double buckle in the car. You know, success looks like a student opening up for the first time to their parents about their struggles, about their secrets, maybe even their fears. You know, success can look like a student deleting Instagram because they know that the thoughts that they are getting is starting to skew what they believe. Success looks like a student that says yes to Jesus for the very first time and then is surrounded by community and can overcome the anxiety that's going on inside their head. So why do we do it? Why do we invest? Why do we exhaust ourselves? Why do we stay up until 2 a.m.? Why do we yell so loud for the spirit stick? And why do we walk 10,000 steps just to find a gnome? Yes, a gnome. We do it because there are 300 opportunities that came to camp. And there are going to be 300 more. And we will do anything and everything, whatever it takes, so that these students can have stories and that those stories can leak onto the people around them, and there are just going to be 300 more.
So good. So very good. So very good. When we start thinking about stories at camp, there are so many great moments that take place. We know that so many students will come home different than when they arrived, and that their lives are forever changed. There's one student that I'm going to talk about, and her name is Molly Battio, and she was invited to come to Fuse at Color Clash of 2018. And she came with her friends. They had a great time, but her and her dad decided to make Genesis Metro her church. And so she became coming and attending, and we learned along the way about her story. See, Molly, she grew up kind of facing some challenges that kids really shouldn't have to worry about. See, her mom made some choices and ended up losing custody of her child, so much so that Molly wasn't able to have contact with her. And so over the years, it developed this strong anger and hatred inside of Molly that she just couldn't let go. In fact, she told her dad and some of her leaders that, "I don't know that I ever will. I don't know that I can forgive my mom for what she did." And so we fast forward to Fuse Camp 2022. She's about to head off to college at San Diego State and just start this new journey. And God had a plan for her at camp. And as camp was approaching, she started thinking about forgiving her mom. But then when we got to camp and she knew the theme was RIP to the old me, she started just battling that thought. She was like, "Nope, pretty sure I could RIP to something else." You know, but every moment that it came up, every moment that she was spending time praying or listening to the message or worship, that thought just kept coming back, just kept coming back. She heard one of her leaders talk a little bit, and in that talk, she talked about comfort, that sometimes there's comfort in the pain, comfort in the hurt, that if we were to let go of that pain, we don't know what that would feel like. We don't know what might take place. And when I was talking to Molly, she started talking about all the what ifs that would run through her mind if she ever thought about forgiving her mom. And then Thursday night, Pastor Tim was talking to the students and simply said, you know, the choices that they're making this past week are going to be choices that are going to forever impact them forever, their future families, their future jobs, everything. And she knew right away it was time. It was time. And Molly forgave her mom in that moment. Molly forgave her mom for things that were completely unthinkable and unimaginable, things that kids should never have to experience. Molly forgave. Molly ran and shared with her dad and shared with her leaders, and then we got to worship, and Molly worshiped like never before, with this weight that had been lifted off of her, this pain that she had carried for so long, it was gone. It was gone. And when I was talking with Molly last night, we talked a little bit about the fact that she knows that Jesus died on the cross for her sins and is the only way. And we talked about that Jesus forgives all. All the way to the cross, Jesus asked for forgiveness for the people that were there, for they did not know what they were doing. She thought, how could I not forgive if he could? And so we take that as adults. I think there's a lesson in that, because I know there's many of us that hold on to these past hurts and pains, and they continue to define us. But Molly showed a spiritual maturity that many of us don't have, to be able to let that go. And in a pivotal moment in her life before she takes off to San Diego State, we are so very proud of Molly, so very proud of her. She is going to be a young lady of great influence, and she's already said to the leaders, to Jesse and to myself, that next year she wants to come home so that she can lead a camp. Yeah. You know, so I'll close with this thought, that as parents, what is it that you hope for? What is it that you dream of? I can tell you for me that it's just the opportunity for my kids to be able to experience what Molly demonstrated, a faith and a love for Christ that's so unimaginable, but so necessary, that the hurts and the pains they don't have to carry if they would just hold on to God. If they would just meet him and just hold on to him, he will carry every weight. And so parents, I challenge you, if Fuse isn't a priority, if church isn't a priority in your home, take the steps to make that happen. Take the steps for your children to experience the love of God.
So good, so good. And one of the things, I think the most common themes that run through all of these stories are the leaders. See, these students don't experience life change without them. We cannot have Fuse Camp. We cannot see all these stories come to fruition without these leaders. And that's because the reality is that these students, they needed those leaders. And this generation, they need you. This generation needs the generations before them to help them see where to go and see that there is light in front of them, that there is hope in front of them. And I wish that I had time to tell you all of the stories of our amazing leaders. I wish I had time to tell you about the dozens of men from the Brotherhood that gave up their time to cook almost 200 pounds of pork and 50 pounds of chicken for dinner for these kids. Or the dozens of other stories in the just the tens and tens of leaders that showed up for these students. But what I can tell you is that these opportunities for life change happened because leaders stepped up for them. And one of the best examples of a leader stepping up for these students is Rick Molina. Rick Molina, this is Rick right there. Clearly rethinking everything, every decision he's made up to this point. See, Rick's been faithfully serving at GM for years now. He has been involved with GM for years and years and years. But he just started serving at Fuse in February at Fuse Winter Conference. And see, for a number of different reasons, very valid, perfectly good reasons, Rick was not going to be able to join us at camp. You know, whether it had involved work and some personal stuff, and so it just wasn't going to happen. But as we got closer and closer and the weeks counted down, these reasons started disappearing. And it would be very perfectly natural and understandable for Rick to say, well, you know, I'm sure they have it covered at this point. I'm sure they're all good. I can just take this week and it'll be a normal week for me, and that's fine. But that's not Rick. That's not our leaders. See, Rick saw an opportunity to serve these kids. He saw the chance that he had to impact life change, and so he took that opportunity to make it to camp for those students. And now, to be fair, the start of camp for Rick was a little bumpy. A little bumpy. See, he was one of the 9 men that led 8th grade boys this year, and clearly you understand what that means. So there, I mean, it's everything that goes into that. And they pushed Rick. They pushed his will, they pushed his patience, and most importantly, they pushed his leadership. But when the enemy was trying to push Rick back every step of the way and make him regret his choice, Rick pressed into Jesus. He pressed into his reasons for being at camp. And he told me earlier that when I ran out of myself, that is when the incredible started happening. That is when I saw Jesus the most. And because Rick stepped in, because Rick stepped up for those students, at least 2 boys in his small group accepted Jesus for the very first time. And I think probably one of the most special moments of his life was that he actually got to the honor to baptize one of them that very night. And see, Jesse talked about why we do all of this. Why do we stay up till 2 in the morning? Why do we eat camp food? Why do we put up with the smells and share cabins with middle schoolers and have to use those showers that we had to use? And I would challenge you, ask one of the small group leaders that went to camp this year. Ask them why they do what they do, and I promise you, they will tell you that every ounce of sacrifice was worth it. That these students and this generation is worth everything that we have in us. And that I promise you that if you ask Rick right now, he would say that those boys, no matter everything they did, no matter the nicknames and the songs and the shenanigans at rec time, that their life change was worth everything that he had. And he would do it 100 times over. See, we do this because they need us. This generation needs us. Pastor Tim challenged our students this week that they would be the first of a generation of change. But how can these students change their generation if the generations in front of them don't show them how to do it? See, these students haven't given up on hope. They haven't given up on Jesus. And so why do the generations in front of them try to give up on them? We need to be there for them because they need us. And I'm going to close by just with a couple numbers from camp. See, we had, like I mentioned, about 230 students show up, but we had over 100 men and women stand up and serve our students this week. And that includes dozens that showed up for arrival, or the men of the Brotherhood that cooked or prepared those staves that your students brought home, and you're like, why are you bringing a stick home from camp? Like, all these people stood up to serve these kids. And one of the most important numbers that I have is that there were 53 small group leaders at camp this year. And almost half of them served for the very first time. And now I think there's perfectly valid reasons for you to think, oh, I can't help these students. I can't help the next generation. But I promise you that the outrageous generosity that this church showed in the thousands of dollars donated in free time activity stuff, or for our after hours, or for our snacks and the waters that went to our small groups that were gone within about 6 hours of us getting there, to the countless hours spent by our small group leaders and our teams that served, I promise you there is a role for you to play for this next generation. Do not disqualify what God has made you to be, because this generation has a destiny at hand. And they cannot see it come to fruition without us. And so, as we close, we are going to bring up our last speaker for today, and it is my privilege to welcome up Titus Bourne.
What's up, what's up, what's up? How is everybody doing today? Good, good. So we've heard all these stories about camp today. As you can see, I'm holding the staff that Derek had referenced earlier. We're going to get to this in a second, what this meant to students and what this meant for the week. Man, I'll tell you what. It was the most fun, most amazing week of my life, and it was the best week ever. I'll tell you that right now. It was awesome. It was so cool. And what we learned about throughout the whole week was the story of Jacob and how Jacob was running and wrestling with God his entire life, up until this point where he goes from Jacob to Israel. I'm going to get to all of it today. I want to give you all a little bit of a nugget of what we learned as a student ministry and as a volunteer team when it came to Fuse Camp 2022. So in Hebrews 11, it says, "By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshiped as he leaned on top of his staff." So we saw is that Jacob has this staff, that in his lowest moments that we learned when he was desperate and trapped, he had this staff. And now, later on in his life, way down the road, he's worshiping with this staff. So he had the staff at his lowest moment. Now he has the staff in his worship moment. And so what we see is what we did this week was on the very last night, PT preached and brought the house down, a drone literally crashed into the wall. It was awesome. But PT led the moment, and we had these staffs prepared for our students with their personal names on it and a Bible verse for them at the very top. Because what we're trying to represent to them is that when they choose God, they never walk the same. That they're going to have this staff with them to remember what they experienced at Fuse Camp 2022. And I'll tell you, when those students got these staffs, you know, a lot of you would look at me and be like, Titus, you gave these massive wooden things to eighth grade boys? Are you stupid, right? Like, that's what, you know, some of them are just like, right? Like, they're, like, you get nervous. And I'll never forget, because, you know, like, we try to bring this creativity to our students as much as we can, because we believe that creativity and applicable things they can take home, mementos, really drive home the lessons that we're trying to get them, right? And we're not a cult, we're creative, all right? And so we do all kinds of things to make sure that they really understand and really can remember. So when they look at the staff in their room now, they remember what happened at Fuse Camp. And so what happened is that the students, instead of going to just hitting each other with the staffs, is they actually started beating to the worship. They started going in rhythm to it. And I was like, oh my goodness, like goosebumps, right? My dad said, he's like, it's like the Ewoks and Star Wars. It's just, but like they start doing it. It's not like mocking, it's not playing around. Like they're genuinely, they got one hand on their staff and one hand in the air as they're worshiping their God. And it was amazing to see how God prevailed in worship this week. Our students, as you saw at the beginning of the service, they came to worship at Fuse Camp. They came to show God that they are willing and ready to do what he has called them to do. You see, God prevailed for the willing. I have a story about a boy named Ian Williams who came with a fractured ankle, all right? And a boot. He's sitting right there, by the way. So look at it right there. Oh, Ian, stand up. Still in the boot. Still in the boot he is. And he got there and I was like, man, like, are you gonna do everything with the boot? He's like, oh yeah, yeah. Come on, what are you talking about? It's not even a question. And he did. Everything we did, every rec game, every free time activity, he did with a boot on. And I was just thinking the whole time, like, we are just one bad fall away from the worst lawsuit we've ever seen in our lives. I was just, and like I watched him one time on the basketball court, his boot went out from him, and I was like, hey, let's just calm down. But what I loved is like he wanted to be a part of everything we were doing. He didn't think that this physical restriction was gonna hold him back from experiencing camp to the highest degree. And I think he had every excuse and every reason to not be there, right? To not participate, to not engage. But he was looking for a way out. I think so many times in our lives, we're looking for a way out. And what we'll see is that there's a million reasons to find ways out, right? Oh, the kids just couldn't get ready in time, so we missed service today. Oh, well, I was up really late last night doing it, so we just couldn't make the service today. I think there's so many ways that we can get out of what God is trying to get us into. But Ian was looking for a way out. Ian was looking for a way in. And there's only one way in, and that's Jesus. There's a million ways to get out, but there's one way in. And so as Ian went through the week, and I see him just doing everything he can, we get to the last night where they have their staves, and PT brings the students up on the stage to worship. And Ian, of course, finds his way up there, right? And he's up there, and he's worshiping with all he has, tears flowing down his face. Because Ian understood the importance of not making excuses, not looking for a way out, but looking for his moment. Looking for a way in to what God was trying to do in his life. It didn't matter all the reasons that he could have said no. The only thing that mattered to Ian was worshiping his God. Amen. That's what is amazing at Fuse Camp is we see all these students have these experiences to where they're trying to prevail over all these things, all these struggles, all these pains. We saw it with three brothers, Ryder, Sawyer, and Noah Trapp. These kids are the goofiest little guys I've ever met in my life. And they are funny. Oh, they're funny. Well, Ryder, during the second night when I got to preach, stepped on his rubber chicken in the middle of like a very serious moment. I just look over him. Like, really, dude? Come on. But these guys came in with smiles on their faces, ready to go. And what I saw happen on the very last night when we had 82 baptisms. Never in your life do you see that. It was amazing. That these three brothers all got baptized together. And I was just like, man, that preaches itself, right? Like, as parents, don't we all want this? Isn't this our dream for our kids? To choose God individually, but be united under the same relationship with him? Because now they're just not united. They're just not united by blood, but also by relationship with God. Like, that is what we want. That is the dream right there, to have these three brothers choose Jesus. And they texted me yesterday, the day they get back from camp, so Friday. So they got their phones back, right? The first thing they do is text me and say, hey, how can I start serving at GM? I was like,
like tears, right? Like it just gets you. Like their response to what God did in their life is, how can I get more involved? It's how can I serve? When God does something in your life, what is your response? What is your response? Is it, how can I get more involved? How can I help? How can I serve? These students learned that this week, and now they're jumping in. I think they were serving today up in that zone. So the next generation is serving the next generation. Come on. That's what it's all about. That's what we're trying to accomplish here. And then finally, God prevailed in the graveyard. So the students went through this week, RIP to the old me, right, was the theme. And they wrote down their struggles on these tombstones we had in this field. And what we saw is like these students are writing down pains and hurts and past mistakes and guilt and all these things that you couldn't even imagine or think up that a student is going through. And they're writing them all down. And it breaks your heart, but it also kind of fills you with a joy of saying, man, they're letting this go. They're not gonna walk with this anymore. And what we saw on the very last night, after we had the stabs, we have amazing worship, is that we saw these tombstones go up in flames, signifying that that would not have power over them anymore, that those things were going to die so that they may live a new life in God. You're saying RIP to the old me, letting all of that stuff, all the mistakes, all the past hurts, let them die so they could be raised in new life. They can be born again in following God. All of these were moments, moments that would last forever for these students. Moments that don't just stop here, but moments that they will look back on in 10, 20, 30 years and know that God worked that week. In Genesis 32, it says, the man asked him, what is your name? Jacob, he answered. And the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and humans and have overcome. No longer your name is Jacob, but Israel. This is our verse of the week, a verse of our entirety of Fuse Camp 2022. That they will no longer be Jacob, the man who ran and wrestled with God his whole life, but no, they will be Israel. The whole week, we're trying to get them from Jacob to Israel. And we had some Jacobs, okay? Let me tell you about that. Definitely. But what we learned is that there's a Jacob and Israel wrestling inside all of us, once in control. And so we saw that Jacob got to Israel, and then Israel means God prevails. And so this whole week, as they go through every rec game, every breakout session, every worship song, every sermon, we see a transformation start to take place. A transformation from what they were to what God has called them to be. And I think what we've seen now is that this right here is the next generation telling us we're ready. We're ready. That we are following God. We're not gonna conform to this stereotype of our generation is the lost generation. No, no, no. We're the now generation, and we're the found generation who's going to lead and going to change the world because we said yes to God this week. I'm telling you, you don't think it's important to pour into the next generation? Look at the life change that took place. Look at the 82 baptisms. Look at all the people who got saved who are changed forever. That is why we do what we do. That's what we get to do as people and as a church. I know every student needs a mom and dad who are gonna set the tone for them, who are gonna be the examples, who are looking for a way in. These students need that. They need their parents to push them to be here Sundays, Wednesdays. I think what I saw as a common theme is that when a parent says yes and pushes their household to where God wants them to be, it changes that family forever. We saw dads wade into the water that were serving at Fuse Camp, now with their son or daughter in the water, who's a student at Fuse Camp, baptized together. Parents, they need you. They need you. As we go forward, they need you. Let's pray. God, thank you for allowing us to come before you today. Lord, as we continue to be a church and to to pour into the next generation and pour in to all these people. Lord, I pray that we know that it doesn't just stop here. It doesn't end on a Sunday morning. It doesn't end on a Wednesday night. It didn't end this week at camp. But no, now, God, we have a responsibility. We have a charge to go now spread what we've learned, what we've gained to other people, because other people need it just as bad as we needed it, God. So I pray that these students take what they learn and they can apply it to their lives, but also that they can spread what they've learned to other people. Can I pray for the parents in the room to find a way in, find a way to push their student, not towards Jacob, but to Israel. God, we are thankful for what you have done and what you will do. And we're gonna worship one last time. In your name, amen.